5.
This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
A candidate interview today, Tom Kress running for Douglas County Commissioner. Thanks for coming in this afternoon.
Oh, thanks for having me in here, Kyle.
So let's back up a few years. What caused you to run for office to begin with?
Well, you know, I've lived here my entire life, raised my family here, my wife of 41 years, and I have been in business for ourselves for 38 of those years. We raised three kids, had two of the three come back and live with us. And honestly, I knew that that the county and all of Southwest Oregon, for that much, had trouble, you know, finding their way, making ends meet. And I really just wanted to give back. The county has been so good to me that I felt it was important to do whatever I could to help the county back on its feet.
So what have the past few years been like? What are some of the highlights since you've been in office?
Well, you know, you really got to, if you go back, I can't believe it's honestly that long since we've been here talking when I first took this job. But in reality, when you start out, right off the bat, we had countywide, we had Snowmageddon, which really put quite a few folks outside of Roseburg and Roseburg in quite a bit of peril and had a lot of work. We go through that, and then we had shortly thereafter, you know, we start this worldwide pandemic. And then you have, in the middle of all that, you had the Archie Creek fire. And then we had fires going on in 2021. And through all that, we had to figure out a way to not only continue to operate the services that the county, you know, came to expect, but we had to do it as much as we could in person and at the level at what people, you know, expected. And honestly, you know, we did that and then continue to try to work at that budget deficit that was so ever looming.
What about the job, you know, when you first were elected and what you thought you were walking into? How different was it in reality?
Well, there were certainly things that didn't jive. I will tell you that I had spent quite a bit of time either watching online or going to the commissioner meeting. So I really had a pretty good flavor of, and having lived here my whole life and just been, you know, a news junkie, I kind of knew what was going on in the county. I think one of the biggest things that I didn't understand is that most folks in Douglas County don't understand what a county commissioner does and actually what their county government is there to provide for them.
Talk about areas you focused on in your role as a commissioner.
Well, I've spent quite a bit of time, you know, in lots of different areas, but some things that stand out, you know, the Archie Creek fire, the recovery of the Glide community. I put a lot of effort into that and still are putting effort into that to try to make those folks be able to rebuild, you know, in a timely manner, try to just rebuild the community and have it recover. And then, you know, I also focused on quite a few public works projects, you know, actively trying to go after the grants to do the Safe Route to School programs and to up our bridge game so that we're replacing more bridges. Those are some of the, you know, things that I've really focused on as, you know, honestly, throughout the departments, try to make them more efficient, try to just have them a more of a business-like atmosphere where when a person walks in that it's a can-do attitude and how can we get to yes, how can we help you? That's something I work on every day with our folks, and I think that's been paying big dividends.
So as a commissioner, all three of you have different areas, different departments you specifically work with. Talk more about the ones you've been assigned.
Yeah, we call those liaison departments. I have the public works departments. I have the planning department, the building department, the fairgrounds, the museums, the senior services, you know, there's a few others. But those are the ones that take, I have radio and IT. And so those are kind of a lot of your core essential services that make the government operate and what you expect. And those that it's kind of gravitate more to my personalities with X's and O's and, you know, We just get down to the brass tacks of trying to, you know, how can we do this job efficiently and in a manner that people expect.
You mentioned the bridge projects. What about other public works projects that have taken place?
Well, I mentioned earlier we had the Safe Route to School program. You know, we did, we had from out there Happy Valley to 42 Carnes Road. You know, that was a big project that we got a grant to put in the sidewalks and the flashing signs and the islands so that it's safer for the kids to either bike or walk to school. We've about to start on the same project in Canyonville. It'll go from Main Street all the way out to the casino, and that's, you know, very much needed, and I'm grateful that we're able to focus on those kind of things. But it, you know, it also comes down to, you know, the public works is a big department. It's involved in a lot of different things. In the Archie Creek fire, you know, they had to clear hazard trees out immediately in order for people to get, you know, first to get emergency services in there and then for people to get back to their homes. And that work went on for a long time. That's part of the public works type stuff. Snowmageddon, any of the, even our latest, you know, snowstorm we had in December, you know, that puts the public works folks out there on a, you know, a 24/7 basis.
How nimble do you think situations like that are in the response in terms of being able to get staff out quickly?
Oh, I think, we've proven, I think, in the last few years of the emergency we have, that we're very nimble about that. We're some of the public works folks are some of the first people that are on the scene to a lot of the natural disasters we've had lately. You know, we always have a crew on call so that they can be out almost immediately, either, you know, fixing a landslide in the road or clearing trees that have fallen out, or maybe we're just doing support for the sheriff's department when they have an evacuation and we have to close roads and that kind of thing. But they're very nimble about being able to get out almost immediately and do that.
You mentioned bridge projects. Are there other things that you're looking at in the future for the county?
Well, I think you're baiting me and wanting me to talk about a dam project or something like that. And while I would like to say that that's possible, you know, certainly with the infrastructure bill that came down, we're still trying to decipher and learn some of the rules as they're being written. But there are water impoundment projects highlighted in that, and if we have any capability of doing that at all, you know. That water is certainly a commodity that is on short supply. So I definitely that would be a project that we would look at doing if we can, somehow get funding to do that.
How do you feel that your business background has helped in being a commissioner?
You know, I think it's helped in a couple different ways. One, I'm very used to seeing budgets. I'm very used to trying to work with ways of stretching that dollar and looking for efficiencies. But I also think there's a human element of it, you know, and that's a two-pronged deal. You know, I'm very comfortable dealing with customers. I have my whole life, I took that for granted with people that everybody's that way, but they're really not. And so that's a culture you kind of have to impart on people. And that's something that I've tried to do with our folks at the county, that, you know, our culture is we're responsive. We return phone calls. We understand that they're being treated like a customer because we really work for them. And so that background and that responsiveness has helped in that way as well.
What's a typical day like for you?
Oh, you know, there's no such thing as typical, I guess, but, you know, typically I'm at the courthouse by 7 every morning, and usually there's a few of the departments, public works, assessors, those folks that get there about a 7 o'clock shift, and I like to meet with those people early so they can get on their jobs as they need, you know, to do throughout the day so they can work with their crews. So typically we'll have meetings in the mornings trying to work with the departments to see if there's, you know, whatever's come up. We have so many different departments and so many different people, there's always something going on. So there's that. And in the afternoon, we leave it for more of the community-related, you know, meetings and whatnot. And so a typical day will go till, you know, 4 or 5 in the evening, and then it's kind of, it goes by really fast, to be honest with you. Most of the time I'm sitting there eating my lunch working, so.
All right, more with County Commissioner Tom Kress when we come back. The interview, a KQEN podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 inside Douglas County, News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248. Lars Larson at 1. Shannon Sebastian has your cue, part of KQEN Local Talk at 4. Tomorrow, we'll focus on the greatest of the grape event with Umpqua Valley Wine Growers Association. Candidate interview today, Tom Kress, running for another term as Douglas County Commissioner. How do you feel like your background and what you're doing now has contributed in terms of the county working with state and federal officials?
You know, I think it comes back to just people and respect and how you treat people. I know that I've spent that's something that's taken almost this entire term to really develop those relationships. You know, we have 7 legislators in Douglas that work with Douglas County, and learning them all and learning so they understand who I am. And that made it a little more difficult in COVID because we were doing everything either remotely or, you know, at least by Zoom, but it wasn't exactly in phase. But I think just the fact that working with people is something I've always had to do, establish those relationships, it certainly has helped. I think that takes time to develop, but I'm certainly on my way to that.
So what kinds of things do you do in terms of talking with state and federal people?
Well, sometimes it's so, you know, you understand that we get requests from folks for lots of different things that are really a state function, for instance. And you reach out to, you know, the state legislature person that might be in that district, and you actually start letting them know of the problem. And maybe work with them to try to find a solution. Or, you know, some of these funding bills that are coming back from the federal government go to the state, and then they get distributed, but they're not in a specific manner. And you work with your state legislator to try to get as much funding for their county as you can, and you can try to, you know, develop shovel-ready projects in order to do that so that they have something that they can give you and they can turn in, and hopefully you can get some of those. And, you know, we've had some of that recently.
What about the federal level? Because, of course, there's always a shift there depending on who's in power and what the direction is.
Yeah, we don't, you know, the biggest thing we work with the federal government on is the management of the federal lands that's more of an education process than anything. You talk about the fact that there's always a change in administration, and you're right. And we have a very unique situation out here in Western Oregon with the ONC Timberlands, and most of the, you know, people aren't just born with that knowledge, and you have to typically when you have a new person come in, you have to sort of educate them at how that works, how important it is to the counties of Western Oregon, and what exactly the federal government's role is in that. So we have to do a little bit of that, and then you have to, you know, advocate for yourself when it comes to things like secure rural school funding and various big projects. You know, we've been able to secure some you know, infrastructure projects in the past that you have to work with the federal government in order to do that.
What are some of the things you'd like to see happen if you get reelected, things you'd want to be working on?
Well, one of the things I want to try to continue making sustainable some of the gains we've made, you know, couple years ago, the county was budgeted to spend $26 million out of their reserve fund, and that would take it on a path to, in 3 or 4 years, it would be, if that was to come to pass, it would have no funding and would be bankrupt. And that, you know, was one of the impetus for me wanting to run. And I will tell you, in the last couple years, we've actually put $8 million back into that fund. And when I feel like that, that's something I want to continue to work on and make sure it is sustainable so that it's not just a couple year thing that actually in, you know, that's the actual path we're going forward with in the future.
So how did you do that? Because it wasn't that many years ago we were talking about that insolvency, bankruptcy question, and even what would legally happen at that point.
Yeah, you're right. It's kind of all of the above. And some of that is, as we talked about, it's those efficiencies, you know, trying to find efficiencies within departments, try to find ways to do something that, you know, you didn't have to do it the same way we've always done it. And try to leverage grants to get things done. We're very, very active about that now and trying to work with different agencies to get grants to do things instead of having to, you know, for example, our microwave system, fails on our radio towers throughout Douglas County here. And it was, in the past, we would have had to just pony up a couple million dollars out of reserve to do that. We were able to, get a grant this last year for that and actually pay for $1.5 million of that to replace those microwave towers, which are going on now. And it's that kind of work, plus those relationships you talk about, you know, with the federal government, is very important to get the Secure Rural School program reauthorized. That allowed money to roll back into the county, but in a way such that, you know, by some of our advocacy, the rules were rewritten so that we can still advocate for sustained yield timber harvest and the receipts thereof. But meanwhile, we still have that to fall back on. And it's those kind of things that we're just, continue to work on that actually have brought some of that revenue shortfall down.
What do you like best about being a county commissioner?
Oh, I'm helping people by far is the best, you know, solving a problem. If you come to me with some big, you want to do a project, you don't know really how to get it done. Maybe it's a land use issue. You know, we're working. I like working the land use stuff. It's not a black and white thing. We have a lot of complicated land use laws. The state makes it really rough on us, and I like trying to figure out a way to yes. I mean, the easy answer is no, but I like trying to figure out how I can help you out with that.
What's the toughest thing about being a county commissioner?
You know, not being able to help somebody. The reverse of that. You know, a lot of things are out of the control of the county commissioners. There's just stuff that people don't understand that we're held accountable for. And I get that. It's just not our role. It's not, we have 12 city jurisdictions in Douglas County. And within those jurisdictions, they have their own city council, their own government. And it's their rulemaking and decisions that you might live by, even if you are in Douglas County. So oftentimes, you know, there'll be things that, we would like to, be able to take care of, but it's just not something that is, you know, it's the state or the city has an impotent that makes it hard for somebody to get that done.
Do you think a lot of people don't really understand all the jurisdictional boundaries in terms of, you know, what the county does, what the cities do, and what does the state do, that kind of thing?
No, I'm confident of that. That's one of the things I alluded to earlier. I think that one of the surprising to I didn't realize is how people don't understand what their county government does and what their county commissioners do, and then how the the makeup of the state is with 36 counties, and each county has a lot of times Douglas has 12 jurisdiction cities in it, and they all have different rules, regulations, and governments. And so, you know, you talk about a community like Glide. Now, Glide's unincorporated. They have no government. Douglas County's their government. So, to be honest with you, everything that goes on up there, we've got to be, involved in. But if you're in the community of Drain and you have some issue, some of that, you need to work with your city council, and because really it's their jurisdiction.
About a minute left on Inside Douglas County. You've got a business as well. Did you consider not running again?
No, I honestly didn't, because I always figured that it would take at least two terms to get what I wanted to get accomplished. Was what I really wanted to get done was to make sure that the county was on stable financial footing for the future, because the chance of us not being was just something I couldn't take. I always figured it would take at least 2 years. Heck, it takes 4 years just to figure out everything that's going on and all the relationships and all that. And I'm still learning some of that, some of the players involved. It's quite an alphabet soup of agencies and people. So it takes time, but no, I didn't consider not running.
So 30 seconds left. For somebody who's trying to figure out how to vote in the election, why would you like them to select your name?
Well, I hope some of the things I talked about today resonate to people. I've spent my life here. I've been in business 38 years, basically helping people and trying to figure out solutions to problems. That's what I bring to the county. It's what I do every day. I'm very devoted to this job. And, I think my personality and experience brings a lot to the healthy running of the county government.
All right, Tom Kress, running for re-election as county commissioner. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having me.
1258 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN.